November 29th, 2022. 6:30 p.m. public hearing, Sewer District 1, Extension 5, County Connection. 6:50 p.m. audit meeting, 7 p.m. regular town board meeting.
Come on. Here it is.
You got the best pens out there, but maybe you like your own.
No, I left it out in the hall when I was talking. Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to get started shortly. Before we do begin, I just want to remind everyone who wishes to be heard and provide testimony to please sign up on the sign-up sheet. We'll be calling names in the order that you have signed up when you arrived. And at this time, I'd like to call the public hearing to order. And I'd just like to give a brief overview before we open it up to the public of how we actually got here this evening and why we are presenting this proposal for a comment in relation to our sewer infrastructure on Route 9 as well as other areas of the town. The town of Moreau had an agreement with the city of Glens Falls for treatment of up to 190,000 gallons per day, which expires on December 31st, 2034. We executed a 10-year extension back in November of 2021. We do have the option to extend that further in 10-year increments. Currently, the town uses less than 115,000 gallons per day of treatment capacity, and we've had recent developer interest that has established a need to purchase additional capacity to accommodate the future growth, something that we knew would be coming. We welcome it, and that was the focus of our infrastructure when we decided to move forward with the final piece of the puzzle to establish the sewer infrastructure along our commercial corridor. The map plan and report that we have before you for comment this evening is intended to provide the town with the information needed to accommodate future growth in our town. And it is the preferred long-term sanitary sewer treatment option. Although the map plan concluded that seeking treatment from the Saratoga County offers the lowest cost, the board could still choose to accept the city terms and not build the infrastructure. However, this would have a significant limit on the growth because it would prevent us from exceeding the available treatment capacity that we currently have under contract. And these options are considered in the map plan report. A brief overview of the county connection. Sewer District 1 Extension 5 was created, as I indicated, to encourage commercial development while preserving our groundwater resources. Since 2018, the town has been negotiating with the city of Glens Falls to purchase additional capacity for our future growth. We continue with those negotiations, the town has collaborated with the Saratoga County as well to look for alternatives based on how negotiations with the town have proceeded. During September and October of 2022, the city delivered what we've been looking for, which were the definitive final terms and rates that the city would be charging. And they became available, and those numbers were used in comparing the option to go to Saratoga County. The map plan and report prepared for the county connection evaluated city terms and rates in detail and compared available options. And the study concluded that securing treatment capacity from the county is the least costly alternative. In addition to offering treatment capacity at the lowest cost, the county connection has several other advantages. First of all, Moreau have representation at the county, and all decisions related to that influence rates in the future, leading to more predictable rates for our town customers. It utilizes 190,000 gallons of capacity per day of treatment with the city of Glens Falls, and provides for redundancy, similar to what we have with our water. We buy water from the town of Queensbury, and we also have a contract with Saratoga County. So we don't essentially have all our eggs in one basket. So this option going to the county will provide the town with up to 280,000 gallons per day of treatment. And the key is without requiring developers to purchase any reserve capacity. Moving forward with any terms with the city, they're adamant that we will have to purchase additional capacity on top of treatment rates, et cetera. And the additional capacity gained by the county will allow development projects to move forward, increasing the assessed value and reducing overall sewer costs. So with that, I will open up the public hearing. just a reminder, those wishing to be heard for the record, please state your name and address, and you will have 5 minutes to address the board. This is not a workshop. It is, in fact, a public hearing, so you are making comments on the contents of the map plan and report. If you stray from the purpose of the public hearing, meaning working into other issues that are not contained in the map plan and report, we will move on to the next speaker. So with that, we have Gina. Well, actually, we have two people. It's Gina and Bob LeClaire. I don't know who wants to go first.
I'm going past, thank you.
All right. Preston Jenkins.
I'm not speaking.
I guess they were about three speakers. It was to LeClaire's and
Reed Antis.
Good evening. Reed Antis, 11 Paris Road, town of Moreau. I have looked over the map plan. I understand the map plan states one thing, but the first thing is when we work with the county, it always seems, in my opinion, the costs are different. It does not, in the map plan, does not discuss the cost of traveling across the interstate, over the interstate, and what the cost, the true cost of hooking up through the interstate. I don't think we really have a true need for this. I think working with the city of Glens Falls, which is much closer, has been a good partner with the town over the years, should be continued. I see what I see when the high, when we have sewer going south to Wilton. All I see is high-density residential coming down in that part of the town, south of the interstate, where there's a lot of property that's available, and that's what I see coming. I don't see much industrial business, but that's where I see. I see high-density living, and that's where we've had, where we don't want to go. I think the staying in Glens Falls is the wiser the decision, and I appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for your remarks. Next individual is Harry Gathile.
Good evening. Thank you all for your efforts and for the assistance from the clerk's office today to look at the map plan report. I'm going to confess that I'm not as organized to go over what I had hoped to accomplish tonight because of the having heard of this hearing in such short notice. I had no idea how long and what the town has been doing over the last months. I mean, even time to write Chippo and the other agencies. Just in the interest of time, because I know I'm limited, nowhere does it mention that the sewer district was at, that the districts were all consolidated. I tried to find out today. I know there was resolutions with water. We talk now in this whole map planning report about sewer district 1 extension 5, and I would think if we're consolidated, we'd be talking about the consolidated district. So, can anybody tell me, is the sewer district actually been consolidated as of yet or not?
There is indicated at the beginning.
Okay,
this is
so nobody chooses to answer it. I called town hall today, tried to find out. I got a call back. It was going to be sent up to the supervisor or the engineers. I would get a call back. I haven't. So I understand your rules. I can't say I agree with them, but it seems that we should be able to get answers to questions at some point in time here. So my comments are, if the sewer districts have been consolidated, why is the map planning report focusing on all these costs being passed on to water district, or sewer district 1 extension 5? I believe in the previous map planning report, it was stated they're going to look at all the alternatives, which would have included Washington County. That alternative was not addressed in the map planning report. It may not be feasible. We all know they probably have limited capacity, but when we're looking at a multi-million dollar project, we should at least have some communications. What are their plans? Have they got something going? Will they have capacity? But I didn't see that addressed in the map planning report. The map planning report states that the preferred route would be all in public right-of-ways. Preferred alternative, I did look at that. It's about 6 miles of forest main with no users on it. It's 30,000 feet, I think was the engineer's estimate. Combine that with the 3 miles already in district. District 1 Extension 5 with no users. You've got 3 miles with no users between Bluebird Road and the start of the district down around the drywall center of the lift where they sell the lifts also. But one user, but 3 miles most likely with no users. So we're going to be pumping. And now the preferred alternative shows splitting the users and building 500 feet of forest main from the industrial park to tie into the line that's going to come down Route 9 and eventually down to the intersection of Washburn Road and the Gansworth Wilton Road. So I know that cost of that 500 feet is not going to be borne by district extension number 5. But somebody's going to pay for it. And I'm wondering how it was assessed that would be where they would split it, whereas the apartments and the other districts are still going to go to Glens Falls and come up with a blended rate between the sewage usage, O&M and Glens Falls and the county. The shortest route, I think, should have been explored more on the alternatives. If you look at a map, you're going down Portsville Road, across Old West Road, across the North Way, go west to Washburn Road, and then all the way down to the Walton-Gansworth Road. It's not the most direct route. The engineer's analysis was the delay in getting the easements could be prohibitive and put you in a different construction year. I think some emphasis should have been made on talking to those property owners. How many easements might you need from exit 17 down to Old West Road? Then you've got sewer on Old West or on Route 9, if you ever wanted to do sewer usage down where Cabricchi's got the industrial park and places along Route 9.
Your time has expired, but okay. if you're willing to wait just a minute. No one else has signed up to speak. I'd like to ask if anybody else wishes to speak, and I'm happy to give you another 5 minutes.
Fine. Thank you.
Does any other individual wish to be heard at this time? If not, go ahead, Harry. We'll give you another five.
Okay. So, from what I can tell, there might only be a handful, half a dozen owners there between Exit 17 and Old West Road. So, what's the big deal about getting those easements? You know, make a big deal about getting them when you did the extension with 80-some property owners. And here you're going, probably got a half a dozen, you know, the stone quarry and Coberti and one of the houses in the old fish hatchery down the fields. And then you'd be down back down the town road. So that might save an awful lot of footage of extra pipe. One of my biggest concerns is it says throughout the county's agreed to, the county will. But I saw no draft contract. We spent a lot of time talking about the contract with Glens Falls and all its deficiencies, but we have no idea what kind of a contract you've got with the county. Is it going to be with the county water district or sewer district? Is it going to be with the county itself? There's no draft. We don't know what the terms are going to be. We know what it is going in. What's it going to be after you built the project? How can you make a decision on spending $5.2 million without a draft contract or some kind of memorandum of agreement with either the county or the county sewer district? So I don't know where that is, if one exists, but it's not in the map planning report. It's mentioned there's been two public meetings regarding the proposal. It's on page 17 of the map planning report. I don't know if the meetings were at the county, if they were here at the town. There should have been some discussion. I don't know where the meetings were held or when. But you go into spending $50,000 on odor control in the estimates at the pump station, which I believe is near Hillman Properties. But if there's odor control, I would think there would be some sort of secret discussions. So that surprised me. Then the report shows that District 1 Extension 5 now has existing flows of almost 56,000 gallons a day. I didn't even realize that that you were pumping. So I'm curious, who's hooked up, who isn't hooked up? When will the project be up to its flow with all the users on? That's on page 5. When will these people get their bills? How are they going to be billed? Is there a budget for it? You know, are the rates based on what the original district extension was that was established? It may be in your new budget, which I haven't seen. It also shows that there's going to be anticipated 70,000 gallons per day from outside users, people that are not in the district. Who are they? Where are they? How do we come up with an estimate of 70,000 gallons a day? Let me see. I've done a lot of this wing other than looking at my notes. It mentions you couldn't reasonably negotiate with the city of Glens Falls. You know, there's an art to negotiating. Who did the negotiating? How did it go? I spoke to representatives of Glens Falls. It almost feels like they were slapped in the face and then asked to negotiate and give us your best deal. You know, I would like to think that we're better neighbors than that, and something could have been worked out.
Harry, you're getting off. There's no discussion about how those negotiations in detail went in there. It just said that we negotiated with the city, and this was the most.
And it said that they couldn't reach anything reasonable.
That's correct.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting off. It's all in the report, or I wouldn't be bringing it up. there's quite a few assumptions, a lot of ifs and maybes. And there was an industrial park when they built it, and the people haven't came, have they? So, alternate three shows that the county...
Here, you have 5 seconds.
And then I'm done for the night?
Yes.
Oh, let Harry speak. He's a...
Does any other individual wish to be heard on the map plan and report?
Let Harry speak.
This is a public hearing.
Those are resolutions.
You want to hear from the public or you don't? Does the board want to continue or not? In other words, your mind, you don't want to hear what you've got to say.
No, I've heard a lot of what you had to say over the years. You used to work with me. You were a supervisor when we had the industrial park, and you said nobody came. Well, I guess nobody worked to bring people to the park.
Well, we worked at it. I can tell you that. We came close. And we're not good. We didn't bring in a bio car either. So...
Harry, how much more do you have to go?
I think I'm probably close to the end.
If everybody's all right, we'll give another minute to finish up and wrap up.
How much time do you need?
Probably a couple of minutes.
We'll give you another 5 minutes.
No, thanks.
Any other individual
wish
for the
public? You don't want it on the record. You like to shut people out. That's why you have your executive session, make people wait.
Harry, you're out of order. Yes, ma'am.
Rachel McDermott, 180 Old West Road. Generally speaking, I'm not against development, particularly when it does come to offering people and businesses utilities to better run their businesses and stay clean doing it. But I would just like to say I also had to come to the town hall today because the materials are not available online. I only found out about the meeting because Mr. Jenkins' Facebook post got shared like 100 times over, somehow made its way to me, so guilty I don't have the CoStar like subscription. I guess that's where I would have found it. But I did think that it was odd that the only reason I actually did know about the project was because LaBerge was parking their trucks in my field. So this had been going on a while, you guys, and the only reason I feel somewhat informed and not, you know, all riled up about it is because I spent probably 10 hours or more of my own time, like, going to the County Board of Supervisors to find the minutes of all the other commissions where it talks about the terms potentially between the county and the town. So my only comment on the whole thing is, like, I'd love to learn more, but I think that, like, clarity and transparency between the town board and the people who live here and the people who's, you know, will be affected by this project one way or another is really important because we all have questions that we'd like answered, you know. I don't know what the right of way is. You guys got 300 acres and right on this. I'd like to know when it's getting dug up, if there are going to be manholes, what's the impact to the farm, you know. I don't know. I have no idea. So that's all my comments.
Thank you.
Thanks, thank you.
Any other member of the public wish to be heard? Anybody who has already spoken wish to be heard again?
Yes.
Very good.
Well, I was actually born in the I don't have a lot, and thank you, Mr. Stewart, for showing an interest in over here. Alternate three shows the county will allow the town to be built from the meter on Route 9 pump station, but it doesn't say the same thing in alternate 4. So I'd like to think that same language should have been in the report, but it's a question of alternate 4. Is it preferred alternate? How are they going to build? Is it going to be from that pump station? And then my question is, I couldn't understand, I saw the formula where county uses EDUs, but then they also come up with a rate per 1,000 gallons. That's on page 9 of the map plan report. Then on page 22, it shows the estimate and the ad valorem rates, and there's a huge spread. And if you are going to go through with this project, you definitely need to get the hardship rate because the market, between the market rate at 5% estimated and the hardship funding, it changes the amount of public demand dramatically. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public wish to be heard? If not, without objection, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Public hearing is now closed. Thank you. Late to pay the town bills.
Oh, did I get two? Jeffrey, was I supposed to get two things? Oh, you got them, never mind. Thanks.
Yeah, what your
mouth? Yeah, I know. I forgot my password and I was stuck through my phone.
I forgot my password and Jeffrey had a call.
All right, so do we have the necessary signatures on the vouchers? All vouchers? We do have a couple for discussion. The first one is in relation to the town justices that they exceeded the approved amount that the town board authorized for the 2022 Magistrates Association conference. So we'll need to increase the request by $8.30 to, well, we'll just leave it at that.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The next issue we have, if the board recalls, we had an emergency repair for water main break on Hatchery Road. I think it was pretty close to your house, Councilman.
Very close.
And obviously that was an emergency repair. W.J. Morris Excavating, whom we have on standby, did the repair, so we need authorization for the expenditure of $8,368.68 to W.J. Morris Excavating.
So moves.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, aren't these the type of repairs that we used to do in-house?
No.
Can we have our own loader or our own backhoe and our employees with fixed water main break?
It depends on the type of pipe that they're dealing with. Most of the time, especially with the translucent pipe, the older pipes, we always contract them that way.
But we still, depending on the pipe, if the pipe is something we can work on, we will be doing those repairs.
For minor stuff.
Have them find out? Yeah. Okay, that's one of the problems.
Yeah, we go with the recommendation of our water superintendent. Did we do a roll call on that?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The third item I have under discussion is a refund for overpayment to our building department and escrow account. This is back to Cerrone Land Holdings LLC. I think they double paid on their escrow for work. So they would kindly like to have the overpayment refunded to them, and that is in the amount of $2,500.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We do have some transfers. I think we should take them individually. So on for transfers, we're looking for $4,824.49 to be transferred from account A1355.401, which is General Assessor Legal Services, to account A1620.4, which is General Buildings and Grounds, and this is to cover general town expenses.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The second transfer is in the amount of $3,191.01. Transfer from account A1355.401, which is General Assessor Legal Services as well. And this would go into account A1420.4, General Legal Fees. And the transfer of funds is to cover general legal expenses for the town.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next transfer is in the amount of $3,099.23 from account A1355.401, which is General Assessor Legal Services as well. And it'd be to account A5182.4, which is General Lighting Contractual. And this is to cover increased electricity rates.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the final transfer of funds is for $2,132 from account A1355.401, General Assessor Legal Services, to account A8610.4, which is General Refuse Contractual, and this is to cover brush fees.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So there's two pages? No, I thought it was only one page. So we do have an additional page. Looking for a motion to transfer $742.62 from account CW9060.8, which is Water Employee Benefits Health Insurance, to account CW9045.8, which is Water Employee Benefits Health Insurance Buyout. And this transfer allows for payment of the health insurance buyout for water department employees. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next resolution would be to transfer $210 from account A1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account A4220.4, which is general narcotics. This is to cover DOT physicals for town employees.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the second to last transfer would be for $186.72 from account A1990.4, general contingent account, to account A1010.4, which is general town board contractual. And this is for the payment of email services for town board members. Our costs just went up.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And the final is to transfer $5.48 from account A1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account 1340.4, which is general budget contractual, to cover expenses for publishing the budget public hearing in the newspaper.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. What else do we have?
You need it?
Was it there or something?
Yeah, I signed it.
Somewhere. Signed it. Oh, okay.
If not, I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And do we need a motion to adjourn? I can't remember.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So we're here. Thank you very much. On the regular Moreau Town Board meeting from November 29, 2022. And with that, I'd ask the clerk and deputy clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Newman.
Here.
Councilmember Van Cast.
Here.
Councilmember Dodd.
Here.
Supervisor Kuznick.
Here. And if everyone would please rise for a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much, everyone. First item on the agenda is the customary approval of minutes. We have three sets. We have those of October 25th, which was an audit meeting, as well as a regular town board meeting, and the November 1st public hearing on the 2023 budget. I believe everyone was here for all three sets. So if you'd like to take them together, happy to do so.
So moved on all three.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item two is Highway Department. We do have a couple items. First one is a request, I believe it's to open a PO for gasoline. And this would be in the amount of $12,000 with the vendor Global Montello Group. I believe they are on state contract. The balance in the account currently is $40,794.97 as of October 31st. We budgeted a total of $104,513.69 for the entire year. And yes, this is on New York State contract, group number 5600, award 23237, PC 69516. So if somebody would like to move that.
So moved.
Second.
Under discussion, this would be paid, purchased from account DB 5142.460. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Second request is for diesel fuel for the remainder of the 2022 budget year in the amount of $25,000. This would be purchased from Maine Care Energy. The balance in the account this would be paid from as of November 1st is $40,794.97. And this is Maine Care Energy is under state contract number PC 69482. Somebody would like to move that?
Second. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And I think it's the last item I have for Highway. Is we have requests from the Highway Superintendent to increase the hourly rate of pay for our call-ins part-time as needed for the Highway Department. These are most commonly positions that are utilized for wing persons. And we had originally paid $14 an hour. I think the budget took it up to $15, and we're struggling to get individuals to come in for that low rate. We did check around. I know that the town of Northumberland offers $18.64 per hour. Town of Wilton is $18 per hour. Town of Ballston, they use full-time employees. Town of Milton uses full-time employees. But if they use retirees, they bring them in at $20.30 an hour. The village of South Clinch Falls uses full-time employees, as well as the town of Malta. And they will use hired full-time seasonal at $19 per hour to cover absentees. The acting highway superintendent is recommending that we increase the rate to $18 and believes that that will enable him to staff the trucks as necessary.
I'd make motions up that to the $18. Obviously, we're restructuring some... I'll start with that. I'll make a motion up to $18.
Second.
Discussion.
So, yes, I just support that. With you know, is going to come up with some other part-time employees that we have. You know, I'm backing the $18 on the fact that the unusual hours, the no set schedule, well, I think we're going to need to compensate people more for that to be that as needed personnel. So that's my only point.
Any other discussion?
I'm all for it. I think you look at not just at the salaries of the people that will take these positions, but we don't get people to fill these positions. It takes longer to plow, put less plows out in the street. It just is not going to be good. You know, getting the job done, the time and that. So it's more than just what we're paying these people. There's, we can be paying more down the line in other expenditures. So that extra $2 an hour, and first of all, I don't know anybody who's really trying to get out of bed and look like for $14 an hour. So, no, I support this wholeheartedly. I think it's a great idea.
Any other comments or discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I have an item, a couple items under court, but we're going to have to have a discussion in the executive session, so I'm going to table them until we do have the executive session conversation, and I expect that we will take action after executive session. So table that for now.
And then just for Highway, I just want to say thank you to Chris for helping me and his mechanics, Dustin and Secretary Maureen, and working with me the last couple days on some stuff that we'll take up during rec.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Anything else, Chris, under Highway?
No, I did bring you in case you needed to ask any questions about retirees or the work that needs to be done.
You want to stick around? We'll be taking that up
sure.
Shortly under rec. Okay, great.
That's two items, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we can take them now.
If you want to go under rec, that's all.
All right, so we'll go ahead since you know it's going to involve the highway superintendent. So let me pull that up. Agenda item 5, we'll come back to agenda item 4, which is water and sewer department. Recreation department, we have the board has received requests and to do repairs and tires for one of our trucks. And I guess they need tires on that truck as well as repairs to get it operational. My recommendation, I can tell you that we do have quotes for the tires. I think the board members have received copies of that. And this is for the 2014 F-250, looking for 8 new tires. We're doing duals all the way around?
Nope, it's for the 2014 and the 2019. The 2019 has its original tires on it for purchase.
Okay.
This time, they both just need a set. We've got the mechanics to address it.
Okay, thanks. So we got a quote from the Adirondack Tire for an amount of $1,615.36. Warren Tire provided a quote of $1,762.56. Both of them include dismount, mount, balance, and disposal. And the recommendation is to go with Adirondack Tire at the $1,615.36. Is it the 2014 that needs additional work?
The 2014 is the one that's going to need the additional parts, correct?
Yeah, so we did, I think Highway took a look at it. We do have an estimate of what that's going to cost. It's just over
$23,000.
$2,300, sorry. Looking
for a new truck. Yes, we're not going to do it.
So my recommendation would be to do a not to exceed of maybe $2,400. So I would take it up in both motions and entertain a motion to purchase the new tires from Adirondack Tire in an amount of $1,615.36 and to purchase the necessary parts repaired to 2014 Ford pickup truck in an amount not to exceed $2,400.
So moved. Sound perfect.
Second.
Any discussion?
Thank you.
Got it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Lastly, Chris, would you be able to assist us in ordering those parts as we currently are operating without the rec leader?
Yes, I believe this is worked up some well in Napa.
And it was confirmed today, yep.
So, yeah, that's no issue.
Thank you. And could you coordinate with myself or Alan or anybody at the rec to get that truck over to you? Get it fixed? Or whoever you want to coordinate with somebody at the rec, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, you just need to bring it over.
I'll make a call tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's fine. We've got plenty of parking.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else on the rec?
Yeah.
Oh, who's good? Okay, so we do have one other item. I'll have Council Member Van Tassel, member of the rec committee, cover that.
Yeah, working with Councilman Stewart, ongoing exploratory work being done to figure out what the possible restructuring of the rec might look like, as we know we're moving on from our past rec director. And we'll be visiting some other towns, but one of the things that came to light was a rate we had set for three part-time laborers, and it wasn't addressed during the budget time. We need to address it. And so I have a resolution that we, for the following three employees, James Davenport, David Gould, and Vince French, that we set their rate effective 1/1/2023 to rate of $16 per hour.
That was your motion?
That was the motion.
I would second that motion for that rate.
$16. Yeah, okay. Any discussion?
The only other thing I'd like to add to that in the discussion section is that these three people have been with us for multiple years, and I know that they're tied up by class as part-time labor. We use them throughout the town for many other things. They have an exceptional set of skill sets, you know, changing light sockets, replacing other things that we would normally have to source out and spend significantly more money. So it's three solid employees, and we have a few other reasons for justification.
Yeah, and I think this most likely will be part of the restructuring that we're looking to accomplish down there that is actually necessary for a town of our size to make sure we are able to provide the necessary programs, the requested programs moving forward. You know, and that will entail a discussion weaving in buildings and ground, maybe a new position or a new classification of either rec director or director of parks and rec that oversees buildings and ground, something like that. But we're in the early stages of that. But either way, you know, we want to make sure we retain the longtime staff that we have down and out as we move into that process.
And so that last point, it reaches beyond rec, just to be clear, it's town-wide. Mm-hmm. So as we know, we're taking a hard look at what the right structure of the transfer station is going forward. So I don't want to get into the transfer station, but we are looking at addressing the transfer station structuring in this same exercise.
All the comments are made. I had a good conversation with employees down there. I believe they're going to be very thankful for this. And I appreciate their, we haven't had a roll call yet, but the support so far.
All right.
I also am supportive of this. And I said before I went down there, and these people save us a lot of money. They've been working on that equipment down there, like Alan touched on, doing some building and ground stuff that would cost us a whole lot more than what we're paying these gentlemen. So I'm 100%.
Any other comments? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
And that was effective 1-1?
1-1.
Okay. Let's make sure we're covered. I didn't have anything else for rec. Anybody else have anything for rec?
Oh, not for rec.
All right. So we're all good then. Any questions from Highway on
rec repairs? I apologize. I did have one of the things for rec that I meant.
Sure.
As everybody's well aware, you know, we've got a work being done down at the Big Bend Trail with LA Group working through a lot of preliminary work needs to be completed for us to continue to get to a spot that we can present to New York State in compliance with the significant grant money awarded. So I just wanted to update the board and the public. That work is on schedule. The archaeology report has been completed, and its findings and recommendations will be submitted to us soon. The good news is that there's no significant concerns there. And the draft survey report was available, but there was a few small changes that need to be made to that. We should see something within the next 15 to 30 days at the latest, and we're going to stay on schedule. So I just want to make sure the board's aware of the fact that that is moving forward as planned.
Okay, great, thanks.
Thank you for that. Anything else on that? If not, we will go back to agenda item 4, which is Water and Sewer Department. We do have a couple of items. Just for the record, we did hold the public hearing this evening in relation to the map plan and report for the Saratoga County connection, which we have presented to the public. We've taken comment on. We've closed the public hearing. We did receive questions from the public, which we will refer to our town engineer for evaluation and answers. And so I expect that we will consider whether or not we want to move forward at the next town board meeting, first one in December. So I wanted to update the public on that. Next item for water is, as you know, we've only had essentially one water employee, water department employee, a water superintendent. We have been without a laborer for a while for personnel reasons. We will not talk about why we don't have a laborer anymore. Anyway, moving forward to fill the position, we have posted an advertisement for the position. I did, with a member of the personnel committee today, interview an individual, Jeffrey Parrish, who has worked for the town of Wilton for almost 20 years before heading out on his own for private business for the past 2 years. And we did have our water superintendent, Mike Mooney, in the interview. He worked for Mike Mooney when he was with the town of Wilton. He is a licensed water plant operator, has the necessary qualifications that we'd be looking for with our water and sewer department, and he also has a CDL. He comes highly recommended by our water superintendent. The interview went exceptionally well, and my recommendation, because we are short-staffed there, is to move forward with the hiring of Jeffrey Parrish as a full-time laborer for the water department at a salary of $54,000 effective Monday, December 5th, subject to successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical within a 2-week period.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to echo some of those thoughts from my perspective, being part of the committee, the personnel committee, and interviewing him. It's not always when the luck goes our direction lately with some employees and the tough workforce that's out there. We did find a gentleman, as mentioned, that has several years of experience. He articulates himself very well, and he prides himself on his ability to effectively handle interaction with the public, and that's a key trait that's sometimes hard in that role from people we've interviewed. So extremely happy that he came our way and that we're fortunate enough to get him if it goes that way.
It's going to be right out of the budget-wise, we're all what's happening to approve budget.
Yeah, this will be under water and sewer, and the funds are there.
I'm in support. Thank you for meeting with them. Respect your recommendation.
I just want to say I think it's great that we're able to have Mr. Parrish come our way, but I want to give credit to the direction that we've gone with our water department, with Mr. Mooney in that role. His network and the people he has come across in the years has allowed us to keep that department running and functioning, you know, within a budget that is significantly better for the town at this point in time. So I think the direction we're going with the water department, and we started going there with the addition of Mike Mooney and his expertise, has actually been wonderful for the town.
Thank you. And yeah, I can provide some historical perspective on that. There was a time when the town employed in the water department a water superintendent, an assistant water superintendent, full-time laborer, and part-time laborer. And we have been doing, meeting the requirements for DOH and others and our ratepayers with essentially, you know, one and a half, sometimes two people. So, you know, with the anticipated expansion of our water and sewer responsibilities and the experience that Jeffrey brings along to this position, I think that's a huge win for the town. So, any other comments? If not, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item for water. It's in relation to proposed change order number 3. And I need to give the town town board some background on this. I think you've gotten a copy of a memo from a town engineer. This is in relation to the town's contractor involved in Sewer District 1 Extension 5 project. They've submitted RFI number 10 for the town's consideration. So essentially, Newcastle Paving has abandoned septic tanks per New York State Department of Health septic tank decommissioning guidelines, and rather than the method described for that in item 105 of the project specifications, they are looking to change that. The town engineer has reviewed it. They take no exception to their methods of doing that. However, the engineer does recommend that the town request that Newcastle Paving commit to addressing any settling that may occur as a result of the tanks remaining in place for an additional year beyond the warranty period. But to do so, it's going to require a change order in the agreement. So I do have the requested change order. In a nutshell, the request from the engineer is to have change order number 3 approved, and what it will do is authorize various changes to the contract as described in the enclosed change order number 3 attachment 1, which I can go over, and they have reviewed the request and recommend the town approve this change order, and the change order is in the amount of... Actually, I got a couple. Did you guys get one?
No.
Well, let me just read this. Is in the amount of well, I'm going to go through what the change order entails, and then we'll end with the cost. So, the change order number 1: they'll install 150 amp main breaker in the meter pedestals with a 2.0 aluminum URD at no charge. They'll extend the agreement for substantial completion date from the December 15, 2022 date to the October 15, 2023 to address our lift station material because of material availability issues. That is a cost increase of $12,500. And then item 3, because the contractor is scheduled to complete the grinder pump equipment installation several months before the project can be considered substantially complete, the town will partially release retainage after all grinder pumps are installed and fully operational. That would be at no cost. Fourth item is the contractor's guarantee related to grinder pump equipment shall commence after all grinder pumps are installed and operational instead of commencing upon the date of substantial completion. That's at no cost. And then the final, second to last item is install additional precast concrete manhole and relocate the flow meter downstream of the lift station valve to offer more reliable readings by increasing the distance from the nearest fitting. The contract amount would be increased by $10,338.17. And then the final item would be to modify item 105, which is the septic tank abandonment specifications I talked about up front, which will allow the contractor to abandon tanks by pumping, cleaning, and demolishing the tanks prior to backfill to provide drainage of stormwater per New York State Department of Health guidelines for septic tank decommissioning. And the contractor will provide an extended warranty period to address any settling at the septic tank locations until October of 2024 at no cost. So,
I do have it.
That does do you. You guys have it?
Yep.
The nice part about the computers is your secretary is able to just share with us.
We just
they're working already.
All right. So the recommendation from the town engineer is to that the town board authorize the supervisor to sign the change order.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item. I want to make the town board aware, as well as I think town board members have received a copy of this, but also make the public aware that there's a public hearing notice on the Saratoga County Water Authority's proposed increase of their municipal water rate by 1.5% per the contract, effective on December 14th, 2022. At the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors, small meeting room, building 140 McMaster Street, Boston Spa. In relation to water, I have correspondence from the town of Queensbury. It says, Dear Supervisor Kuzniers, encloses a copy of the calculation for budgeted water production costs for the 2023 year. This year's rate is $1.36 per 1,000 gallons, $1.31 per 1,000 plus 5 cent transmission cost, and the increase is mostly due to the following. Renegotiated union agreement concerning wage increases. Number two, significant price increase in electrical and chemical costs. And number three, significant price increases for supplies and materials. Signed, Christopher Harrington, who is the Water Superintendent and Wastewater Director of Queensbury. And I think that's all I have for water for tonight. Unless the engineers think I left something out. All good? All right. We've taken care of agenda item 5. Agenda item 6 is the billing coordinator position. As you know, that has been vacant in my office with the appointment of our new town clerk, and the bills still need to be paid, and my immediate office staff, confidential secretary, and principal account clerk just don't have the ability to take on any more work at this point in time. However, we do have our clerk for the water department, who has done a fabulous job for us. If you recall, we left the position in the budget as a full-time position. She would be willing to take on the additional responsibilities. As you know, it's not a full-time job, even though we had budgeted for it full-time. And if we were to offer her the position, it would be funded, instead of her entire position funded from the water department, only half of it would be funded from the water department, and half of it would be funded from the supervisor's department, which helps our water and sewer folks, and we save money because we're not filling a full-time position. So my recommendation, I did have conversations with Anna, and she is willing to accept the position, would be to
give her the assigned title of clerk slash billing coordinator and increase her pay to $45,000 effective November 30th, 2022. I'm sorry, $46,000.
So moved.
Any discussion?
What was the date on that,
November 30th. She's actually doing the work.
Yeah, she did.
Second.
Any discussion?
I think in terms of splitting the cost of what we normally would have paid someone in the past to do this, to add it to her responsibilities, I think it's, again, another sound budget decision, sound financial decision for us.
And I think, you know, saving half that cost, going back to the water and sewer with potential growth in the future, we really will need a part-time laborer to help the new employee and our superintendent, so I think that's a good direction to head in.
So we have a motion, and no other discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. That takes us to supervisor items. I do have a couple items. Just want to report, I have correspondence from Saratoga County Treasurer Drew Durash, and I have the November 2022 sales tax distribution amounts. At the county level, the total November sales tax receipts were $12,667,473. Which represents a $1.1 million or 9.71% increase over November of last year. Year to date, our sales tax increases at the county are up by just over $5 million or 4.43%. We're not experiencing the economic slowdown that will be coming. At least so far in this fiscal year. The town of Moreau share is for November will be $333,369, and that's a 6.61% increase over last year. So as you know, we fund a lot of things in the town with sales tax, so that's good news for us. Mortgage recording tax, this is also from the Office of the County Treasurer, and this is the November 22nd mortgage tax distribution for 2022. Total amount collected at the county was $6,464,395.11, and the town of Moreau share for the quarter is $294,726.65, which is about $103,000 over what we received for the same period last year. And interestingly, there's 31 towns and villages that receive a share of the mortgage recording tax. Seven of them went up. The rest went down dramatically. And we were the third highest. So that shows you that Moreau is growing. The next item I have is a request from our assessor. The Saratoga Warren Washington County Assessors Association is having a collaborative meeting December 9th, 2022 at 1 p.m. She would like her senior clerk to attend the meeting with her. So she's looking for approval to close the office December 9th at 12:30 through 4 p.m. And she would work with the clerk's office to take messages and provide any requests for assistance to the clerk at her meeting while she's there. And she will have her phone available at all times during the conference. So, thoughts from the board on that?
Where's the conference?
I think we approved it last time. I guess. Maybe we approved the meal.
Well, it's got to be in one of three counties.
Yeah, I think it's. Anyways, yes, that was great. Supportive.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, do we need a motion on that? We don't need a motion on that. As long as everybody's okay with that. And then the final item I have, we have a request from Katrina Flexon as a representative of the Town Hall employees to close Town Hall for Christmas celebration on Friday the 23rd. As everyone knows, the Christmas Eve is Saturday. Christmas Day is Sunday, and then the holiday that's recognized by the town is Monday. So she was hoping the town board would consider closing Town Hall for that day with the agreement that employees would use personal or vacation leave on that day. But she also wanted to make me aware that the court staff doesn't have time to use because they're new employees, and they have indicated that they would remain open. I can tell you in the past that we worked with them and allowed them to make the hours up when they didn't have the time, which I suspect the board would be okay with that. So thoughts from the board?
Sounds like I think we've done it in the past. I've seen it on the past.
I think we've done Christmas Eve. But the kind of because it falls on the weekends, it's a little different for sure.
I support it, and would, hopefully we can work with the court to make up their hours so we can be closed.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we need a motion to close Town Hall on December 23rd, 2022, and allow our employees that work here at Town Hall to utilize accrued personal or vacation.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. That's all I have for supervisor items. Committee reports. I did receive an email from a resident who was asking for any progress on getting an RFP for upgrading the tennis court and converting the space into pickle ball courts. And that the town's tennis courts are showing their age. As the board is aware, we have done upgrades in the past, and we converted, I don't know how many, a couple of the courts to pickleball. It's very popular. What I'd like to do is refer to the rec committee, maybe give us a recommendation. And, you know, we do have money in the budget for various repairs. We'll have to prioritize if the board wants to move forward with it next year, but I'll take a recommendation from the rec committee on that.
Yeah, I think I'm not one to like to table things, but I think with the changes that we got going, the potential for a new hire of whatever the title we want to use down there, I'd like to include them in on that. And you know, we're coming into winter, so we have some time.
All right, I'll leave that with you.
I've been CC'd.
Oh yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. That's.
Work on it, and I've talked to Mr. Pickfield about it. What we did is kind of level off some basketball courts and stuff. And I know some people who are pickleball fanatics, and they say we have the worst courts in the Tri-County area. I mean, it's just some. My point is that when we are going to a transitional period down there, no doubt about it. And we can look at some stuff, and I know we're looking to expand down there and do those kind of things. I have been in contact with Carrie Warner to start last week. I was talking to her again. And she says, mm-hmm. We have some major things coming up. There should be some funds available. So that's something to keep in mind. And I could work, you know, with the committee and stuff. And you know, I can maybe be a go-between with Carrie. I know Carrie pretty well. And if we can get some of this stuff done with some taxpayer money that isn't coming from the town of Monroe, I think it'd be great. Mm-hmm. And we'd be able to do some of those things, you know, that's we've got some of our money, but why spend somebody else?
Yeah, no, I work very closely with her, and she's been phenomenal to work with. As a matter of fact, she has offered to sponsor $500,000 sand grant for a sewer project, which I think we're almost done with the application process, which, again, would help that project going south and reduce cost.
She said recreation money is pretty
easy.
That's what she told me. So I'm hoping that that she's right. All
right. Any other committee reports?
We had some issues at the transfer station. I talked to Mike today for quite some time, Mike Marshall. I guess it was a gentleman with some brush problems and stuff. And we've been through this time and time again. It's kind of a hard, it's a hard situation out there for these people to be consistent, really, because, you know, something's coming in and this and that. We don't have any, especially when it comes to brush, any real definitive, you know, we have the dump trailer thing. Then the guy brings in a dump trailer that's 16 foot long, they want to charge it, but he says, my brush is only 8 foot long. You know, they're going through those tight things down there. So I think, you know, we're going to have to take another look at it. I talked to Mark, and we're going to sit down with Mike down there and the girls and see if we can come up with, because it's a tough situation down there where they have to make a judgment call, and then they're questioned on a judgment call. You know, it's tough. If we can try to fine-tune it a little bit more, I don't know if we can or not.
Yeah,
we also like to look at the fees. Marshall, I was going to pull up the fees from like Queensbury and stuff, and our fees are lower than low. You know, they're getting like $3 for a small bag, they were getting $1.50 for it, you know. But it might be something, just, you know, the price to run that place is gone. You know, it's like everything. But I talked to Mark, and as a committee, we're going to get down there and talk about there's some other issues down there, too, that we're going to address probably before the next board meeting. I hope you report down on where we're at with some of this stuff.
I believe our revenues are way down, so we need to take action.
Yes. That's how I was looking at the numbers today. I'm going to tell you, Marsha and Mike got their numbers. I'd asked their numbers, and boom, 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 they had the numbers right there. And that's the thing. I think we do have to take a closer look at some of those fees.
Yeah, and maybe a little bit of infrastructure. I know we're paying by the tonnage and the pole here on some stuff, and with those fees and sitting in the weather, we're just paying to ship out wet mattresses and couches that are there. So
I thought we bought covers for
months.
You know how good those are. And
the only work you can use them, right?
So, again, it's something we can look at right now. I know we're using the one area that we were going to fix they haven't gotten to cover. So, we're working on it. Look forward to report back and some reasonable fee adjustments to at least cover cost.
And you mentioned that is that I was talking about that stuff getting wet and stuff. And I'll tell you, they pay attention now. They're a pretty good group. They had they pulled one of the containers out for a pull. They hadn't rolled and pulled it yet, and they said they'd be back the next day. It was going to rain that day. They took and put it in one of the empty bins over there so it didn't get soaked and wet and cost us more money. But they knew it pretty good.
They did check.
They pay attention.
Can I ask you guys on transfer station, in terms of personnel, how are we looking down there? Are we looking to hire anybody? Or
that was my next thing.
Please cut me off, Councilman and Tassler Donahue, but this was one we've been trying to work with the Personnel Committee, and I believe that Councilman Tassler pulled all of the current applications for that. He's working through it. This was one with the restructuring with the rec director, the buildings and grounds, the transfer station. This is one where we're looking to report back and have a whole board discussion on could we consolidate a manager of the transfer station and somebody that has a little bit more of an administrative role over buildings and grounds as a whole. Part-time and part-time, something similar that we just did with the clerk's office and the clerk's and supervisor's office. We're trying to think outside the box because we don't have a lot of people applying.
Yeah, it's a challenge. And, regarding the fees, because I've been involved for a very long time, there's a sweet spot where you can't increase fees. And I think the greatest challenge that we're facing as a town is we have contractors that offer a service, several contractors, that are doing a fabulous job of making it appealing for people to just wheel their garbage out to the end of their driveway. And that's cutting into, you know, operations down there. And you're right. I mean, I watch the fees every month, and we're down 50%. And if we didn't, if the town of Moreau was not part of the countywide recycling program, where six towns allow all county residents to bring the recyclables, you know, we get a stipend essentially for that of $35,000. Without that $35,000 down there, we'd be in even more trouble. So, you know, there's a lot of things we have to consider.
Well, it's a balancing act.
Yeah, so.
Because
so,
we can't price ourselves out of business.
Anymore. Right. So I'll take any guidance, recommendations on that.
And hopefully the 6 months of free garbage is going to expire here pretty soon and we'll get some customers back.
The thing is, one of the main things we have to look at is what we're charging outside, people outside the town.
I have no problem.
I don't have a problem with that either because. You know, I looked today, and I think you know, a couch for somebody in town is $15, and it's $20 for somebody out of town. No, I want to make some money off the people out of town. Let them help pay for our operation down there. Take that $25, make it something. But I mean, that's why I think we have to talk about to look at it and see what we can do with it. Try to get revenue up down there.
Our bulk items are well behind.
Okay.
So,
Ernie, good. Next item, we are going to require an executive session, and we will be inviting, if you're still here, the justices in, but we are going to start it off for the purpose of discussing a town employee or town employees' work history, after the town board convenes an executive session, we will be inviting the justices in if they are still with us. Do we need to discuss any other matter in the executive session?
That's all I have.
All right, so I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session. Oh, I'm sorry.
One question on the new on the part-timers, when will that become effective?
I know that you need it this year, so I would say, do we have it in the reso?
I would modify that resolution to say effective immediately for outcome. We just approved that? I thought we had a resolution on $18.
You approved it as it went.
Oh, can I modify that to say?
Well, we'll do another resolution.
Immediately?
We didn't have it in there? What's that? It's not going to snow the rest of the year.
So you just said that.
All right. So I would, before we go into executive session, entertain a motion to make the effective hourly rate wage increase for the highway department part-time, what did we call them? What was the class?
They were on.
On-call part-time employees. Make it effective Monday. Is there any snow coming this week? Tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't think there's snow before that.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to rain.
What's the date?
Effective December 1st.
There you go. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank
good?
You.
Got it. So with that, I don't think we had a motion to go into executive session. Would someone like to make that?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So we're going into executive session. Thank you very much. We are now out of executive session. No action was taken in executive session. As I indicated earlier in the agenda, we did table agenda item 3, which is the court office request, and we're going to take that up at this time. We do have a request from the justices to hire a part-time court clerk.
Clerk.
Part-time clerk to work in the court. And we do have an individual who has applied and has the necessary experience, and their recommendation is to hire Jennifer Miller, 15 Swinger Lane, Gansford, at a rate of $20 per hour, not to exceed 10 hours per week for a period of up to 90 days. So,
so moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Hi, good night.
So that now takes us to agenda item 10, which is other business. I do not have any other business. Does any board member have any other business?
No, sir.
All right. Agenda item 11 is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public that wishes to address the board, please state your name and address for the record, and you will have 3 minutes for resolution of the board.
I'll be brief. I normally probably wouldn't have came down for this, but the hearing tonight, it made it
Neither do we.
The only reason I stayed was you all know I did a FOIL request for the appraisal on the hydros. The FOIL request was denied. I appealed it. It was denied by the supervisor. I wrote the committee on the public department state committee on open government. Asked them to do an advisory opinion. They issued a 5-page advisory opinion. I don't think I could have written it much better, but I've heard nothing from the board. Does the board anticipate giving me any parts of the appraisal or not?
So I'll have council address that.
Absolutely. You and I have been through lots of FOIL together.
Pardon?
You and I have been through lots of FOIL together. As you know, there is a process, and at this point, you had gone through the appeal. It had been denied. So the next, the committee on open government is not your next step. They issued an advisory opinion. That's great. You FOIL'd something else. We provided something else, but you have not FOIL'd the appraisal again. So there's nothing before the town to do.
No, I FOIL'd the appraisal.
Yes, and then that process is done. So you FOIL'd the appraisal. We denied access.
Right.
You appealed.
So
you appealed. We denied the appeal. You know the next step. The next step is not.
Yeah, I got to take the town to court.
Which you're past your time to do that. So there's nothing before the town.
I had 4 months.
Yeah, there's nothing before the
town. I didn't believe it. I talked to an attorney about it. I had a pro bono attorney all lined up. I know what I have to do, but I don't want to sue the town. Why don't the town just read the committee's letter, their opinion, and give me what they said I'm entitled to?
There's nothing before the town, and I'm not trying to be difficult, but there's no active FOIL request to the town right now.
So I got to make the same FOIL request? And I thought I can do the same thing through the school. But why don't the board want to give me the information that I'm entitled to? Or do you want to, you're just insisting that the judge has to be the one to tell you to do it? It's not the way you should treat your people. We're entitled to observe of the elected officials, whether it be me or you. We're entitled to know how you make your decisions, how you vote, what you based it on. And I'm trying to determine whether the National Grid, the Irvine Hydropower Settlement, was reasonable. The school gave back $750,000 in taxes. Town didn't give any back. The school board met at 7:30 in the morning to approve it. Well, the town gave up $20 million in assessed value, which is revenues you're not going to get, and froze their assessment for the next 10 years. Now the price of electricity is going up, and our assessment could go up, but we can't raise them now for 10 years. I wanted to see what the appraisal was, how the town made based their decision. And I'm entitled, according to their opinion, to parts of that appraisal. There was what they call CEII, Critical Environmental Infrastructure Information, that you're not entitled to. That's covered by FERC. I understand that. That's so that people with bad intent or terrorists and stuff can't get that general engineering stuff. So what I was asking for really is numbers. I don't know why the town willingly just don't say, we'll give you, just redact it, heavily redact it, But instead, you put me in a position where my options are to take the town to court. I chose not to. But that's not the way good government should operate.
Didn't I hear that he needs to submit a FOIL request?
I think he just got to submit a FOIL request again, because there's nothing for us to turn over on their request. So why don't you try there first, Harry, and come back to us after that? I mean, that's where the real step is.
I'll do that. Yeah.
And then
I'm not looking for anybody to go out of their way for me, but it just seems like we should be entitled to know how much you based your decision on. I could agree with you, and I could disagree. It could be something between
So,
but bottom line is, I was denied of my first request, and I was denied by supervisor as the appeal officer. So, anyway, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So that concludes privilege of the floor. Agenda item 12. I'd entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to stay longer.